WGCH News Center time is 8:51. First Thursday of the month at this time, we check in with State Representative Kimberly Fiorello of Greenwich. Representative Fiorello, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, and Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you, Tony.
All right, fantastic. And this, this legislative session just a week away. Tell us your thoughts about the upcoming session and what you expect.
I would love to ask folks later today to please go to my website, repfiorello.com. I will be posting a legislative survey. I'd love to get people's input on where their thinking is on government spending, on new programs, on any further pursuit of the Transportation Climate Initiative, other major legislation that we'll be facing that I think is very pertinent to Greenwich. And I'd like to let everyone know is, please pay attention to the bills that will be coming before planning and development. Again, they are coming back with more state mandates on local zoning. Their three major ideas now are back again to as-of-right near transit locations. Now they're saying it's within a 10-minute walk. We battled the same idea in the last term, and this idea is back. This is basically 830G on steroids. Another one is to change minimum lot sizes. Anywhere you see 1 acre single family zoning in Connecticut, they want to not allow that and make it 1/8 of an acre single family zoning only. Another idea is to regionalize zoning commissions and zoning boards so that you don't have it at your towns anymore, but more of a regional approach, kind of like county level zoning. They say that this is more efficient. So please pay attention to these bills. I will certainly be messaging on what we're seeing in planning and development, but I know that these are very important issues to our neighbors in Greenwich, especially those who have really suffered flooding related to higher density developments in our town. So please pay attention to these bills.
Okay, a lot of constituents taking advantage of FEMA, damage reimbursement types things.
What I mean in terms of the flooding issue is there is definite linkage between a lot of developments that are happening across our towns, and those are reasons to be aware of more development to come. And these are bills that are pushing density in all the towns in Connecticut.
Okay. As you look ahead to the upcoming session, what committee assignments do you have or will be seeking?
I currently sit on planning and development and judiciary and education. I expect that I'll be returning to those committees. And in terms of, looking at the work to be done in this session, my New Year's resolution as a legislator, Tony, is to approach this, my fight for freedoms. I believe that government has a proper role, which is to always protect individual rights. That's sort of a principle of American governance. And I hope to pursue this work with a sense of effortlessness. I want to continue to find joy in the work I do and stay emotionally unburdened and just try to approach it with an effortlessness and not get overwhelmed. And I hope that all citizens feel the same way, that we stay on top of what government is doing and we enjoy progress in tiny increments. And let's stay engaged and assert ourselves, but not feel so burdened by it and find joy in citizen activism.
What are you hearing in terms of this session, in terms of being in person at in Hartford?
Well, I certainly will be advocating to be in person, and if anything, to make it a hybrid so that there are in-person sessions. I haven't heard anything yet. A major issue that's coming up soon will be the possible extension of Governor Lamont's emergency powers. I will be opposing that. I understand, that COVID continues to evolve. However, I do not believe that it's justified for the governor to continue to have extraordinary emergency powers. So that will be probably one of the first votes we take is whether or not the legislature will grant him more powers if he requests it.
Mm-hmm. And then with the governor's address to kick things off, I guess maybe delivered on crutches since she had hip replacement surgery
yes.
yesterday. What do you hope to hear from the governor?
Well, I certainly wish him a fast recovery. I had back surgery about a year ago, so I hope his hip surgery goes really well and that he has a fast recovery. And I hope to hear from the governor really more about tax relief and not just tax. I think he's looking at tax credits, but really it's broad-based tax cuts that the middle class in Connecticut needs. And in general, I believe all legislation should really point towards helping all people. And we have too much legislation that is focused on, you know, certain specific groups. And that's really, that doesn't advance, freedom and prosperity for all. So I really hope he speaks more on broad-based initiatives.
All right, State Representative Kimberly Fiorello, thanks for joining me this morning. Happy New Year, and we'll talk again next month. Thank you.
Thank you.
WGCH Newsletter time is 8:58 and traffic.